At their April 29th meeting, the Mitchell County Board of Education voted to keep the current school configuration in place for next year. Dr. Brock Womble, the superintendent of Mitchell County Schools, explains.
In the past month, we've had four public meetings at Tipton Hill Elementary School, Bulledine Elementary School, Googe Elementary School, and Deaton Elementary School. At those meetings, we talked about the configuration of our schools, most notably at the northern end of our county, at Tipton Hill Elementary School and Bulledine Elementary School. After listening to the public, I recommended at the board meeting that we keep our same configuration at this time, a K-8 configuration at Tipton Hill Elementary School and a K-8 configuration at Bulledine Elementary School, knowing that we might possibly have more combination classes at both of those schools next year, but after listening to the community, felt like that was the best thing for our schools and our school system at this time. We are going to continue to have further conversations with Senator Joe Sam Queen and Representative Fry about changing legislation that currently exists where we can have more funding for those two small geographically isolated schools. We believe that the best academic setting for our students would be in a self-contained classroom with one teacher teaching only students in one particular grade rather than having combinations. However, because of our configuration of our schools that we currently have and the geographically isolated nature of some of our schools, we realize at this point we must have some combinations, but our preferred method of instruction would be with one teacher in a self-contained class only teaching one grade level. And we hope that we can get the legislation passed that we might be able to provide those resources to both Bulledine Elementary School and Tipton Hill Elementary School.
Dr. Brock Womble is the superintendent of Mitchell County Schools. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.